We baby boomers are the trailblazers for the next generation. We have changed women's roles in the workplace, family, and society. Now, we must be advocates for our own health care. We can no longer complacently accept a drug or medical procedure that seems wrong to us, even if everyone else is using it. We must ask the difficult questions and stand up for what we think is right. We cannot remain passive about our health care, even if being proactive means doing more research on our own, getting second and third opinions, talking to our friends about their decisions, and moving beyond our sphere of comfort into alternative areas of healing. We must decide when traditional medicine isn't adequate, and also when alternative medicine isn't working for us. We need to tell our physicians about any alternative treatments we're undertaking, both to avoid compromising either therapy and also to educate our physicians. As difficult as it is for us to assume a larger role in our health, it can also be a challenge for our traditionally trained doctors to admit they don't know everything. It is my hope that someday our allopathic doctors, chiropractors, Chinese medicine doctors, and holistic healers will join forces and work with each other, respecting and complementing each other's unique capabilities. We must work to this end, but until then, we must remain our own best advocates. Menopause is an exciting time, a time when we've gained a better sense of ourselves, an appreciation for the cycle of our lives, and clearer perspective on the future. Although menopause is a universal experience, each woman goes through it in her own way and in her own time. There are many difficult decisions to make about your health, and I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do offer you some new ideas, suggestions, and thoughts on easing your immediate symptoms and improving your future years. I want to encourage you to feel good about whatever decisions you make regarding your health and well-being during your midlife years. Maybe you decided in advance not to take any drugs for your menopausal symptoms, but when the hot flashes kept you up for months, you reluctantly succumbed. Resist blaming yourself or blaming others for their choices. Rather, let us encourage each other, share our stories, learn, grow, and be happy that we live in a time when we're free to talk about women's health concerns and to pass this legacy on to our daughters.